California often enjoys a front-row seat in the debate over race and public policy. The latest salvo is the state's battle over Proposition 54, the so-called racial privacy initiative. It would ban many state agencies from gathering racial data. If passed, the measure would affect schools, social services, law enforcement, and a host of other government functions. Would dropping official racial distinctions encourage a colorblind society or just blind government to racial inequalities? If you'd like to join that part of the conversation, our phone number is 800-989-8255. That's 800-989-TALK. The email address is totn@npr.org. And joining us now to help explain how Prop 54 would work and what effect it might have if passed is reporter Catherine Corcoran, who's covering the story for the San Jose Mercury News. She's with us from San Francisco, and welcome to Talk of the Nation.
Thanks, Neil. Nice to be here.
Walk us through this proposition. What state agencies would be affected by it and how?
Well, there are three primary areas that would be affected, and that is public education, public contracting, and public employment. Those are the three areas where an earlier initiative by Ward Connerly, who's also the backer of Proposition 54, where he successfully banned affirmative action in those areas of state government. It would also extend to other state agencies classifying people by race, ethnicity, color, or national origin, but there are some exceptions in the initiative. He purposely put in a few exemptions for certain things.
Mm-hmm. Now, opponents have singled out medical research as a weak point in this initiative. What are their objections there?
Exactly. There is an exemption in the initiative, and it says that it's for the classification of medical research subjects and patients, meaning that medical researchers and healthcare workers could still collect data by race and ethnicity for the purposes of healthcare. Now, the people in the healthcare industry are concerned that that's too narrow because they will lose a lot of other racial and ethnic data that's not collected specifically for the medical community, but that they use to do epidemiological studies to use as a baseline for determining who is affected by various diseases.
Did they give any good examples of that?
Well, for example, here the State Department of Finance every year collects census-like data for the state of California, mm-hmm. And so they use a lot of that general data, including things like birth rates, death rates, general public surveys about attitudes and health practices and things like that, where they do want to ask people about their race and ethnicity because diseases hit different populations in disproportionate amounts. Mm-hmm. For example, white women get breast cancer and higher rates of incidence than other populations. Blacks have a higher infant mortality rate, and so the medical community wants to be able to continue to track those kind of trends to target healthcare, and they say this exemption is too narrow. They still think they would lose a lot of very important data.
We're speaking with Catherine Corcoran of the San Jose Mercury News about Prop 54, which is on the ballot in California. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And this has been a headline writer's dream. Prop 54, where are you? Where does it stand in the polls right now?
Well, right now it's even in the polls. It's 40% for and 40% against. And this is quite a departure first from the initial polling on this initiative, which was way ahead. It was something to the effect of 54 and 29 against. Mm-hmm. But that was when only a quarter of the population knew what the initiative was. Now a little more than half in the polling say they know what the initiative is and they understand what it would do. And so the support has come down dramatically. And this is quite different from Ward Connerly's other initiatives because, as you know, Proposition 209, which banned affirmative action, passed by a very clear margin here in California. Same situation in the state of Washington. So this is a little bit different course for him and his race-based initiatives.
Well, 209, the affirmative action proposal, it also got the support of a lot of conservatives in the state of California, and this initiative is not. Any idea why not?
You're right, it's not. And at this point, it would be I guess it would be mainly speculation, but I would say that he says this is a personal crusade for him as a person of mixed heritage, that he finds it personally offensive to be asked to check a box and to be asked the question, what are you? And that really is a legitimate issue among mixed-race people, and that population is growing dramatically in California. This idea that somehow society is forcing you to choose or define what you are is very troublesome for people, but it's not a widespread thing. It's not a hot-button issue like affirmative action, and people haven't really caught on to it like affirmative action, either pro or con. And so what the opposition has done is focused on the data and what would be lost in a public policy sense or in a public health sense if that data is no longer able to be collected.
What, as you've mentioned, Ward Connerly has been behind any number of initiatives on this question. You talk about his concerns about this particular one, but what's his overall, what's his goal? What's he trying to accomplish?
Well, this is his effort, he says, to move toward a colorblind society, which was discussed in your earlier segment.
Mm-hmm.
And a colorblind society is actually controversial concept. Some people don't want a colorblind society, as some of your earlier guests said. I think what people on both sides of this initiative say, what they clearly say is they do agree that they want to get to a society where race doesn't matter, where there is no longer discrimination. They just are coming at it from very diametrically opposed positions. He says the way to get there is to eliminate the data, to stop classifying people in a public policy sense as a particular race or ethnicity, to stop dividing them into categories, whereas the opponents say because discrimination has been part of our history for so long that we need that data to track our progress toward that time when race no longer matters.
And also that there's a lot of information collected in that data that's important for congressional districts and assembly districts and all
right.
kinds of political divisions.
There's certainly a political motive there as well.
Now, whether this comes up in October or in March, and I guess we'll find out more when the Ninth Circuit starts hearing later today.
Right.
But Proposition 54 was going to have to share the ballot with that 800-pound gorilla of California politics, the recall election.
Right.
Is it going to be overshadowed?
Well, you know, initially it was, but now as the gubernatorial race is going along, we're finding that the opponents, as I mentioned with the poll numbers, the opponents have had some success in bringing down the support for this initiative. And so some of the Democratic candidates, specifically Gray Davis and Cruz Bustamante, are promoting this, the no on 54 campaign, along with the no on the recall, much more heavily because they see it in the poll numbers as an item that could bring out their core Democratic base.
Ah, and as a winning item, too. Well,
right, because Latinos are polling against this and black voters are polling against this. And so they feel that it is kind of a good anti-recall issue to pair, to get voters out, to vote down both of these things. Now,
Catherine Corcoran, I'm afraid we're going to have to leave it there, but thanks very much for being with us.
Well, thank you.
Catherine Corcoran covers race and demographic issues for the San Jose Mercury News. She was with us on the line from San Francisco. And stay tuned for details of what happens in the court session today. I'm Neil Conan. It's Talk of the Nation from NPR News.